outside money coming in and these ads attacking you and all that, does that show you somehow that how important the Republicans think it is to capture the seat?
Well, we know they're determined to do everything they can to take back the Senate. But these ads are very misleading. For example, they say something about Washington mandates. You know, I've never voted in Washington, D.C. I kid about the fact they got the wrong guy. I'm a state senator in Richmond. I've never voted in Washington, D.C. at all. And the other parts of the ad are just very misleading.
What does it mean, Senator, if the Democrats were to take back the state Senate? What does it mean?
It means a lot. It means, for example, we could expand Medicaid, which is very important to up to 400,000 citizens. Our hospitals in this region alone are losing $50 million a year by not taking the Medicaid monies. These are monies we've already sent to Washington. We're entitled to bring them back. It could create up to 30,000 new jobs. But most importantly, we're treating citizens who are living under the federal poverty level as second-class citizens. That's because unless you make more than the federal poverty level, you're not entitled to the subsidy that the Affordable Care Act provides for those to buy private health insurance. There's a subsidy from federal poverty level to four times that. Below the federal poverty level, the idea of the Affordable Care Act was Medicaid, additional Medicaid money would be used to cover those people. Well, if you don't get the Medicaid money, you're not entitled to the subsidy. You're really being treated as second-class citizens. So if you get, you can't afford private health insurance, you can't afford to have a family doctor, somebody to take care of your chronic problems or other problems, and you're out of luck. And so I think from a humanitarian standpoint, as well as from a financial standpoint, it really makes no sense not to accept the monies we've already sent to Washington and that we're entitled to take back.
If the state Senate goes Democratic but the House remains Republican, how do you get it through?
Well, if we have control of the Senate, then we could have at least some bargaining and leverage power, and I'm convinced we can make it happen. There could be some compromises. In fact, there are a lot of ways to compromise this issue. But without taking back the Senate, you know, I don't think it's likely to happen.
What about the impact of independent Don Caldwell on the race? Is it going to pull votes away more from you than from Nancy Dye, or what's your concern?
I don't think it'll have much of an impact at all.
Key issues for you this time, Senator, what are you going to run on?
We're getting Amtrak here because the efforts I've made to bring the connector bus, for example, are showing that there is indeed a market in Western Virginia for Amtrak. In fact, that's why we set up the connector bus. It's not only a convenient factor, but also showing that to Amtrak that there is a market for people to take Amtrak from Roanoke. And so Amtrak said yes. They're very excited about coming. It's coming to Roanoke by 2017 at the latest, hopefully by next year. I've been talking to the director of the Department of Rail and Public Transportation on a regular basis. Where are we? What else needs to be done? So Amtrak, when it comes to be on the main line of the Northeast Corridor of Amtrak, is really a big deal. It's going to be a game changer. We're going to bring in more tourists, more businesses, more jobs. And I think people are very excited about the idea that Amtrak is coming in 2017. And the New River Valley, too, is going to come there by 2020, we hope. And so I've been working on this for a long, long time, and I'm looking forward to seeing it coming.
What about issues regarding education, whether it's high-tech education, college, any issues there?
We need to reduce tuition. It's entirely too high. I've been working over the years to get tuition down. I've made an issue in my race about the high cost of higher education. Also preschool, going to the students that are four-year-olds. I think preschool is particularly important. We need to expand it. The CEO of the parent company of the largest employer in Virginia, Newport News Shipbuilding and Dry Docks, he said recently that preschool is a national security issue. He thinks preschool is the most important thing we can do for the future of our economy, and I agree with him. So preschool is particularly important. We need to raise teacher salaries. We need more funding for our school systems. And going back to higher education, it's particularly important that we make it easier for people who go to the community colleges, you know, who then want to transfer to the third and fourth year of college. I had sponsored and worked on the program called the two-year community college transfer grant program. So if you go to the community college first, you can get a grant to make your college in your third and fourth year less expensive than it otherwise would have been. And also the Roanoke Higher Education Center. I've been working on that for a long time. I spearheaded it when it opened up. It's its 15th year of operation. I'm particularly proud of how extraordinarily successful it's been. 8,400 students have graduated. They're making more money than they did before, about $17,000 more per year than before. The Culinary Arts Institute has been particularly popular. That is run by the Virginia Western Community College at the Caldermore Education Complex. It's growing by leaps and bounds. We're doubling the physical size of the Culinary Arts Institute, and I'm hoping the $5.2 million that I've got last year will be used this coming winter to double the physical size of the Culinary Arts Institute. In terms of small businesses, I've been working to help small businesses. My crowdfunding legislation that passed this year is a novel idea to enable small businesses to use the Internet to attract capital for the businesses, and I'm very excited about that. I've already talked to a number of small businesses that have told me that they're using this idea of crowdfunding to bring in capital to get their businesses started and to expand their businesses.
Let me ask you, is there, Senator, a magic bullet, or is it a combination of factors to bring good jobs to a region? Roanoke's trying to go after now a brewery, and they want to get more high-tech here. What does it take to make a region or a city or valley really successful?
Well, it's a combination of things, and I think we're doing things right. Having a diverse economy, having a lot of startups, a lot of entrepreneurs, being in a region that has, for example, the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute. And by the way, that has been spectacular. We have over 200 research scientists doing research on the brain and neurological system and other things that are particularly important in healthcare. We could become the brain research capital of America in a few years. It's growing and doing that well. The School of Medicine, of course, is particularly important, but also a place where we can promote what the assets we have. Tremendous recreational resources from the mountains to the lake, tremendous scenic view sheds, a lot of opportunities. Downtown is thriving with small businesses, great restaurants. And so I think we have all this necessary to go to the next level. I like to say we are a community of progress and a community of prosperity, where prosperity can grow. And it's all because of the people who live here and the opportunities that we have here, educational opportunities, opportunities for innovation. Innovation is always has always been the key to prosperity and progress. And so I think we, working with Virginia Tech, the Corporate Research Center, and all the things we have here, all the resources. And when it comes to transportation, we have interstate, we have an airport, and when Amtrak comes, that's really going to be a game changer. That's really going to help this region tremendously.
Speaking of roads, we need to put more money into the roads. I mean, is the transportation funding mechanism that we need in place, or is that something the General Assembly still needs to work on?
Well, the 2013 tax transportation plan was particularly important. You look at what's happened to 581, you know, the Elm Avenue interchange, for example, and there are a number of other projects that we're working on now because of the 2013 transportation package that was passed under Governor McDonnell. So there are a number of things we still need to do, 81 from, say, Oronto to Daleville needs widening. I've been working on the interchange at exit 143, improving that so that it needs widening, and the merging lanes need extending. So there are some transportation projects on the ground, road projects that we're still working on that need to be done. But I think we have the pieces in place with rails, roads, and air to make this a tremendous place to grow in terms of our transportation assets. And, of course, our healthcare assets and our educational assets, the things that are particularly important for industry when they're thinking about moving. They want to know, tell me about your public education system, your higher education system, your healthcare system, your transportation system. And, by the way, tell me about your quality of life. Well, we have the best quality of life there is. So I'm very excited about the future.
What are the top priorities? What are the top concerns people have?
Well, I think education. People want to make sure they have the best education system. Now, we're still not, we haven't made up from the Great Recession. We have 6,000 teachers short, fewer teachers than, say, 2008. We're still short on resources. Our teachers are getting paid statewide $6,800 less than the national average. So we have a lot to make up for when it comes for to our school system. And again, we're still not out of the Great Recession. Now, the governor, I noticed, wants to improve, put more funding into public education and higher education. I'm very supportive of that. We now have a surplus for the first time in several years. So I think that I'm looking forward to putting more money into our school system and our higher education system.
And its last question is, how are you feeling about things? You've got some pretty good competition this time around, stiff competition. How do you feel about things?
Well, if I'm reelected, I'll be number 7 in seniority, and experience in Richmond means a lot. And I'll also, if we take over the Senate, be chairman of the Senate Rules Committee again, which is the second most important committee in the Senate. So my experience, my seniority, I think is particularly important to this region. You know, we've lost in Western Virginia, we've lost 3 state senators in the last 30 years. And so it's particularly important to make up for that loss of numbers with experience and seniority. So that's one thing I'm trying to promote. Let people understand, you know, it's a steep learning curve when you first go to Richmond. And with my experience and my seniority that's continuing, I think this will be a tremendous asset to our region.